Okay, let's learn the Gemara of Tzrairis. See what the Gemara says, and then we'll get back into the Achleikus Rashi and Taisus. Our whole sugya was Rav Papa. Rav Papa said that there are some toldos that are lavki yaitza behem, that some of them are told the same lavki yaitza behem, and the whole sugya is to figure out Rav Papa. And finally here, the Gemara has a Rav Papa pshitalei. We're going to figure out why Rav Papa, what was going through Rav Papa's mind. Let's see. Chikam Rav Papa told the regel. Regel, who came to tell the regel to regel? After the Gemara, b'chati nezek tzrei reis, the hilchus agamira. We're talking here about a new mazik, a new case of mazik, a new case of regel. Chati nezek tzrei reis, the hilchus agamira. So we had a machlekes Rashi and Taisus. We'll come back to, but let's try to learn the Gemara pashit. The halacha Moshe Sinai is that tzrei reis pays chati nezek. And it's a tolda of regel. Am I kari leila tolda the regel? Why did who call it a tolda the regel? What does the Gemara mean here? Am I kari lei is going on who? Am I kari la tolda the regel is going on? Huh? What does it mean? Anybody? Touch in the Gemara. Am I kari lo tolda the regel? Why? What? Why is who called? Who called it tolda the regel? Huh? Rav Papa. It's kasha Rav Papa. Because now we're saying that when Rav Papa said yesh mehen tolda seim laki yaitze behem, Rav Papa was referring to tzrayrus. It's an important nekuda to follow in the Gemara. Am I kari lo tolda the regel is going on Rav Papa. Why did Rav Papa refer to Tzrairus as a Tolda of Regel? L'shalim in Aliyah. The reason Rav Papa did it is to let you know that you pay min Aliyah. That was Rav Papa's intention. Now, frek the Gemara. Hami bai bai Rava. De bai Rava. Rava asked this as a question. Chati nezet Tzrairus, magufi mishalim in Aliyah mishalim. What was Rava's Ibaya? What's Rav Zibaya? Chatzin Nezek Tzrairis pays Magufayim and Aliyah. What's his Zibaya? Is it Regel? Does Rava hold its Regel? What does Rava hold? Huh? He's the Supik of its Karen or Regel? Huh? If it's Regel, what's Chatzin and Rav Zibaya? So Rava himself, what did he Rava mean when he asked Zibaya? The Gemara is saying that Rava meant to ask, is it regel or keren? Is that what we're saying? The boy Rava. Rava asked the Shaila, Chatzin Nezek Tzrairis, we'll go from Misham and Aliyah. Misham, what was the boy? Huh? Not is it regel or keren? Why not?
At the end,
it's Pashat, it's regel. Right? So it's Zichar regel. Right? No one ever thinks Tzrairis not regel. So what was Rava's Ibaya? What did Rava mean when he asked? The boy Rava, Chatzin Nezek Tzrairis. Megufa Mishalim and Aliyah Mishalim. What did Rava want? Is it Zichar Regel? So what was going through Rava's mind? Why should all Regel pay Min Aliyah? Why shouldn't it pay Min Aliyah? What was the other side? All Chatzin Nezek. In one case, the Chatzin Nezek is with the okay. So Rava's Ibaya was, it's Zichar Regel. And the question is, maybe since it's Chatzin Nezek, it should somehow be told he's Ebezeh, and it pays Magufay. You have to say something like that. I know that means a Hezber. What the two tzadim of Rava's Ibaya were. Okay, so I'm going to have to come back to understand what the tutsdadim were. If you learn the tutsdadim or regular Karen, it makes sense. But Stavr, no one holds Tzrairis as Karen. And for the Gemara, the Rava Mabayalei, the Rav Papa Pshitalei. So what's the Gemara say? That Rava had a Shaila if you pay Min Aliyah or Megufay. Rav Papa Pshitale. Funny thing. How do you know Rav Papa Pshitale? How do you know it was Pasha to Rav Papa? How do you know Rav Papa Pshitale? What do you say? What were the words of Rav Papa? What did Rav Papa say to Rav Papa Pshitale? Rav Papa said it's a Talda of Regal. That's all he said. So Gemara said, why did Rav Papa call it Talda of Regal? Lasham and Aliyah. Right? Since he called it Talda of Regal, so that's how we know it's Misham and Aliyah. But Rav also called it Talda of Regal. You all agreed. When he asked you what's Rav's Ibaya, Rav also calls it Talda of Regal. And Rav is Misupik. So how do you know Rav Papa wasn't Misupik? The only words Rav Papa said was Yesh Mehen Shatol, they say him Lav Kiyotavahem. That's what he said. Yesh mehem told the same lakiyotzman. By ruling out everything else, we know he was talking about regel. Yesh mehem is one of them, regel. That told the same lakiyotzman. That's all Rav Papa ever said. How do you know Rav Papa holds that you're Misham and Aliyah?
It's really the reason why it's told us. Once we
ask the
Shaila on Rava, that was
Rava,
was a
Bayi. So before that, first of all, you're saying a Chiddush. You're saying according to the Maskana, it could taka be not Pshitale. Alright, you may be right. But 1 minute, before that, the way you're learning, when Rava asked his Ibaya, did Rava hold it to told of Karen? But that was told of Rego? So then what was Rava's Ibaya if it's a told of Rego? But Gemara is the Anadis and Kash on Rava. The Gemara is okay with Rava. Rava is the Nibaya. So Gemara says, Rava had Ibaya, nothing wrong. Rav Papa was Pshitala. If Rava had Ibaya and there's nothing wrong with Rava's Ibaya, how do you know Rav Papa wouldn't have had the same Ibaya? Like, how do you know if you learn Rava's Ibaya is it Karen or is it Ragel? So I understand Rav Papa Pshitala, Rav Papa called it Ragel. But nobody wants to learn that Rava was Mesupik for Tzoros is Karen or Ragel. Because we know Tzoros is Regel. We know Mafapasha Tzoros is Regel. So Tzoros is Zicha Regel, and Rava still had an Ibaya. So why can't Rav Papa hold Tzoros is Zicha Regel and still will have an Ibaya?
We have Shabbat and Papa.
What?
We have Shabbat and Papa.
Why?
To
no, so Rav Papa is Zicha talking about Regel. And he said the Talda of Regel of Tzoros is not like Regel. Regel pays Nezek Shalom, and this doesn't. And Rav will still say, does Tzoreiris pay Megufay or Man Aliyah? I have the same Safik as Rava. Why can't he have the same Safik? Whatever Safik Rava had, he'll have. Now, if you're going to learn Rava was Mesupik if it's Karen or Ragel, so then you're right, Rapapa can't, Rapapa is not Mesupik, Rapapa holds it's Ragel. But that's not Pshat and Rava. I don't think anybody holds it's Pshat and Rava. And maybe
why
it's Karen.
Why can't they show Rava?
You want to look Shadon Rava that way, you can learn if you want. The Rava's Mesupik if it's Karen or Regel. So the next Mars Kashi B'chal doesn't make sense. I'm not quite like all the Regel. He's talking Mesupik if it's Karen or Regel. It's like Rava. But it's just the Gemara, that the Gemara never thought that it's Mamish Karen. So this Pshat in the Gemara needs a Hesber. What was Rava's Safik and why Lura Papa Pshitale? So the Marsha is bothered by this. So the Marsha just says, Kim Lahu, they knew. They knew they were Papa held this way. He doesn't say where they knew, what they knew, he just Kim Lahu, they knew. It's not a satisfying terrors. Kim Lahu, they knew. Okay, if they knew, they knew. I can argue with it. But this is not. Lachamishna also is the kasha. I'll tell you how the Lachamishna comes to it in a minute. Lachamishna is the kasha. Pnei Yeshua is the kasha. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is the kasha. I think the Rashba also is asking the kasha. It bothers everyone. Why the Rav Papa Pshitale? From where do you get the Rav Papa Pshitale? From where does it come? That whatever something Rava had, the Rav Papa could have had. Why not? Now the Gemara fears eyes. Rava the Mibayale. Rava's might it's Regal. If he's Mesupik, if it's Karen, if it's Gufay or Minaliyah, am I correlate told him the Regal? What do you get back gain by calling it Regal? Call it Karen already, my Nafkanina. That's for sure. That this is a part of Bishus Rabbim, that's for sure. And why is it part of Bishus Rabbim? Why is it part of Bishus Rabbim? It's done because of the rift's reason. It's part of Bishus Rabbim because it's the normal to go on the street, and the animal's walking normally. So that's for sure that it's part of Bishus Rabbim. And the suffix is if you pay min aliyah or magufa. So it comes out according to the maskana. Why is it called Tolda de Regel? How many reasons do we have? Why is Tzrei was called a Tolda of Regel? How many reasons do we have there? I thought we have two reasons. Rava's reason, Patabrisha Sarab. And Rav Papa's reason, it pays Min Aliyah. So we have two reasons why it's called. What? Rashi said because it's Mamet and not a Knas. What? Where did Rashi know that? No way. Rashi only knows that after the Gemara. Rashi's saying, if you have, it's Mamet and not Knas. It was once we say it's regal, it's Mamet and it's not Knas. Okay. From Taisvis. This is a chal, it's regal. Okay.
That's part of the
Lakshmi Sinai, that's Mamin. It's part of the Lakshmi Sinai, that it's Mamin. So I guess that could also explain why it's Regal, right? Because if it would be Karen, it would maybe Chayiv Yol Paganis Kiknasi. So it's a little funny, why didn't the Gemara answer that? The Gemara should have answered, am I Karel Regal? It's Mamin and not Knas. Now, why did the Gemara didn't say that? Unless the Gemara couldn't prove it. So Rashi's saying, it's the Amis. Okay. The Rambam Paskins. That Tzrairus pays min aliyah. Why does he paskin that way? Ravi is divaya and it wasn't Pasha divaya. How did he know to paskin that you pay min aliyah? So what's the answer? Well, how do you know to paskin min aliyah? The answer is L'Rava Nibaya Lay, L'Rav Papa Pshita Lay. Rav is not sure, but Rav Papa is sure. So Pasnek Rav Papa is sure. Rav, it's 50-50 anyway. Rav Papa says he knows. So we have a klal in Shas. That wherever one man diyam is besupik, one man diyam knows, you Pasnek to one who knows. So since Rav Papa said you pay min aliyah, yeah? So that's why we pass in your payment aliyah. In fact, the Lecha Mishnah, it's not necessarily so with the Amaskana. Where in Rav Papa do you see that it pays min aliyah? Where do you see it? Because he called it regal. Maybe in the maskana he calls it regal because it's part of Bishus Harabim. Maybe that's why he calls it regal. It's part of Bishus Harabim. And maybe he holds it pays only magufai. The kasha, it's the same kasha just on the maskana. It's exactly the same kasha. Then Rav Papa didn't say anything. All he said is, told the same Lafki Yitzaband. The Tolda of Regal is not like Regal. It's Pes Chatzi Nezik. He called it Regal. So first the Gemara said, why do you call it Regal? Min Aliyah. According to the Maskana, maybe he calls it Regal because it's part of Bishus Rabbim, just like Rava. And maybe he holds the same as Rava. He holds his part of Bishus Rabbim and he's Mesupik. If it pays Min Aliyah or not. That's good for the Kasha. You know what Lech Mishnah is saying, maybe Lerf Papa Pshitale is only to have Amina. So we said, why is it called Regel? Must be because it pays an aliyah. But in the Maskana, that Rava says, I call it Regel. For a different reason, because it's part of Bishus Rabbim. So in the Maskana, how do you know the Rav Papa Pshitale? Maybe Rav Papa also calls it Regel because it's part of Bishus Rabbim. And maybe he's also the subject of a pavement aliyah or not. So again, look, the Mashal is no problem. Mashal himself, I think, spells this out. The lawyers, Mashal is not shver. Kimlu, they knew. So if they knew, there's nothing to talk about. Because Mashal is taka good. But as I said, the Mashal's teretz is not a satisfying teretz, you see. What? Gemara should have said it. And you're right. The emes is this way. But the Hagufa, how did the Gemara know it? We have to try to see. We're missing something in Rav Papa. There's obviously something more in Rav Papa that we didn't grab. We have to come up with some new Nekuda Rav Papa that's missing, that we knew Rav Papa Pshita later. Something in Rav Papa that's a Chiddush that we don't know. So these are two problems in the Gemara. A, what's Rav Zibaya? And B, how do you know what Rav Papa Shita is? Why does the Gemara know for sure that this is Rav Papa Shita? Sign at the beginning of the Gemara, sign the Maskana of the Gemara, unless you say Kim Lahu, but how did the Gemara know?
So you see the places asked, like Shita Lake, the places of places only asked from the valley and not the other way. I'm not sure that it's more that Rav Papa is more positive to say that.
It's not sure from Taisis. Taisis is asking on Rava. Right. Why is Rava Pashin in this and not Pashin in that? So what are you saying? Taisis couldn't have asked that on Rav Papa.
No, I'm saying it's Masha that the reason is because
of Shalom Aliyah,
it's more
Svara, it's more consistent. Right. But that would be true Sala Rava, Sala Rav Papa. Right? That it's a svara that it's more consistent if it's like regel that it's patrusha sarab, it should be like regel and it should be b'sham and aliyah.
Right.
That statement is true silat rav and silat rav papa,
right?
Right. And yet rav has an ibaya for some reason, which is Taisi asked me why does he have an ibaya. So rav papa could have had the same ibaya. Whatever, however you're going to answer rav, you should be able to answer rav papa the same way and say rav papa also ibaya. How do you know rav papa pshita lives? You can tell me because of Taisi's kasha. But you have to say Taisus Teres for Rava anyway. Once you say Taisus Teres for Rava, you can say it in Rav Papa too. No? You tell him it's more glad to be consistent. It should be regal for everything. So I'll ask you, can Rava say the same thing?
So maybe the place that answers that, I didn't really sound like it, maybe Rav Papa doesn't hold that so much.
You taste this rule, Shalom is only true according to Rava, and that's Gufa Machais Rava and Rav Papa. Alright, you can make a pilpul out of it to say that they're arguing where you come from. It could be. But again, but the question isn't, you're right, that could be Pshat or Rav Papa. The question is, how did the Gemara know that in Rav Papa? Or Rav Papa said, was told the same Rav Yezimen. I have no problem, like you're saying, if Rav Papa says it, I have no problem. Rav Papa says, Pshat to me, no problem. As far as I know, Rav Papa only said the words told they say in Lafki Yetzaban. It took us a daf and a half to figure out that he meant Regal and Tzrairis. But it's all he said. So if that's all he said, how do you learn all this into his words? That's the question. Okay, the Rabbi Yalev, Fisher Rabbi Yalev, I'm saying Ikedvarov without all of the Chidushin that he's saying, but the way he learned up the Gemara. Rabbi Yalev writes that you could learn Tzrairis after you finish the Sugya. You could learn Tzrairis two ways. You could learn Tzrairis pays Chatzi Nezek. Now, how do you understand paying Chatzi? Where else do you find Chatzi Nezek? Only one other place, right? Only by Keren. Keren has a Mu'id that pays Nezek Shalom. And it has a Tam that pays Chatzi Nezek. We call it a Tam. The Tam pays Chatzi Nezek. That's the only place we find it. Adam never pays Chatzi Nezek, and Eish never pays Chatzi Nezek, and Bar never pays Chatzi Nezek. So we find it basically only by Keren that it pays Chatzi Nezek. So here, Moshe Rabbeinu came and he told us, you know what? There's a type of regal that pays Chatzi Nezek too. So when Moshe Rabbeinu told this to us, I would normally ask him the following question. What do you mean? When you say Tzreres pays Chatzi Nezek, what do you mean? Do you mean to say that this is a regel tam? Just like Keren has tam and mu'id, regel also has tam and mu'id. The rules you told me by Keren, that there's something called a tam and a mu'id, Chatzi Nezek Shalom, maybe the same thing by regel. It has a mu'id, which is a normal regel, and has a tam, which is tzrairis. You could understand that the halacha mishum sinaf tzrairis is to create a tam by regel. Regel also has a tam. Well, you could say no. Why are you talking about tam? Tam and mu'id is by keren. This is just a regular regel that pays Chatzi Nezek. Finished. The question is, what is the intention of the Halacha Mishum Sinai? Is it to create this new category, Tam, or not? Now, l'may nafka mina, who cares if you call it tam or not? Whether...
If you're going to say that it's tam, what are its characteristics?
Well, it's a tam of regel. Just like keren, tam and mu'ud have the same characteristics. Just one's a tam, one's a mu'ud. So regel has the characteristics that it's going kedarkai, it's walking kedarkai. That's the characteristic of Seifa Tam and Seifa Mu'ud. Just Tam pays its Tzerayu, it's Pes Tati Nezek, and Mu'ud is Pes Nezek Shalom.
And this will eventually get
to Nezek Shalom also? So Chayru will be a Nafkamina. We're going to mention three Nafkaminas. One Nafkamina is, what happens if a Shar does Tzerayu three times in a row? Does it become a Mu'ud? Might sound like a very strange question. I think to everybody it sounds like a strange question, yet it's a question that the Gemara asked on Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. Gemara is Ches Amid Beis has an Ibaya. Yesha Adol Tzrayris, I love. Ain't Adol Tzrayris. Is there a Mu'ud by Tzrayris? Gemara asked the Ibaya, is there a Mu'ud by Tzrayris or not? What's the Ibaya? It's this Ibaya. What is the din of Tzrayris paying Chati Nezek? Is it that it's like a town? That regel has something called tam, and it goes to the same rules of tam and mu'ud, just as regel. Or no, it's just the halacha. You pay chatzin nezek, and don't learn more into it. That's the boy of the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. That's one nafkamina. Second nafkamina, if it's a tam, it goes to the rules of tam and mu'ud. What else is unusual about tam? What? Magufai. The question of whether you pay Magufai bin Aliyah, by Karen, a Tam pays Magufai, and a Mu'ud pays bin Aliyah. It's the same Shaila. If you have Rava, Bay Rava, Bay Rava, Chati Nezek Tzrayris, it pays Magufai or bin Aliyah. So we asked, what's the question? It's Regal. Regal pays bin Aliyah. Well, what's Rava Shaila? So to Bar Yalev, I'll tell you Rava Shaila. Rava Shaila is, what is Chati Nezek Tzrayris? Is Chati Nezek Tzrayris a type of tam? Regel has something called tam. In Cain, it pays Magufay. If it's a tam muadikadin, then it pays Magufay. If it's a not a tam and mu'adikadin, it's a regular regel, which is the Pes Chati Nezek, then it pays min aliyah. So these two ibayas are l'chayra toli zevizeh. They're the same ibayah. And the marshal in the second perek says beferish, the marshal in Yamshel Shleimeh, in perek beis in Mendalit, says that the two ibayas are the same ibayah, toli zevizeh. Tali Zebizet, this whole Shtikal Torah is not Rabbi Yalev, it's really a Mashal. Mashal says that the two questions are Tali Zebizet. Does Chati Nezek Tzrayris become a Mu'id or not? Does Chati Nezek Tzrayris pay Magufay or even Me'aliyah? It's the same Shaila. The Shaila is Chati Nezek Tzrayris a type of Tam? And then a Dine Tam. Third Nafkamina, also Nibaya, this is Nibaya and Daf Yutes. Whereas in Ibaya, Yesh Shinui Litzrayreis, the Shalem Revia, Yesh Shinui Litzrayreis, the Shalem Revia means. Let's say an animal goes out, and it's not walking normally. Litzrayreis says it's walking normally, that's regular. This animal is not walking normally, it goes and it kicks. And it gives a hard kick into something, and a piece flies out and breaks something. How much do you pay? You follow the case. It's doing Karen. The animal's going in the street, it's being bayit, it's goring with its horns, and when it gores, it causes a tzrayris to fly out. So the Gemara is in Ibaya, yeshinu l'tzrayris, should we say you pay a quarter? Because you have, it's like having two half-off coupons. You go into a store, so you have half-off, you pay half. And then you have another half-off, so you pay a quarter. But they usually don't let you do that. But here you have two. You have the fact that it's Mishonah, so you pay half. And the fact that it's Tzrayis, you pay half. So why is anybody? Yei Shinu L'Tzrayis, or Ein Shinu L'Tzrayis. Vaita, Dr. Rabbi Yalev, and the Yamshah Shleima says the same Ibaya. Here it's a little more complicated. What's the Ibaya? If you learn that Tzrayis is Tam, so then Ein Shinu L'Tzrayis. It's a Tam already. So if it does it with a shino, it's the same time, it pays chatzi nezek. The reason it should pay a quarter is only if they're two separate heterim, two separate coupons, so to speak. If the reason it pays chatzi nezek is not because of time, pays chatzi nezek is hilchus, you pay half. Plus, it was a case of time, so then you pay a quarter. But if tzrayis in the first place is just the type of time, if Tzrayrus is Tam in the first place, so it's Tzrayrus is Tam. Karen, that's not Mu'id, is also Tam. It's the same Tam. Pes Chatzi Nezek. So all these Ibayas come down, the Mashal says, to one Ibaya. And that Ibaya is, how do you look at Chatzi Nezek Tzrayrus? What was the intention of Moshe Rabbeinu, Halacha Moshe Sinai? The Moshe Rabbeinu intend to say, this is just a regular regel, just to get half your money back. What did Moshe Rabbeinu mean to say? Regel has a category of tam, and that tam is called tzrayris. Memelo, all these three nafkaminas would be a nafkamina. Look, Abbe, if you could become a muid, if you pay magufai, and if yeshu, you know it's tzrayris. The Yamshel Shleima brings a raya that these are all one ibaya. Because the Rambam leaves out he doesn't paskin anything. He doesn't say a word. If on the Gemara Zibaya, Yesha Adol, the Tzrayra say Lai, if there's a Mu'ud by Tzrayra or not, the Rambam doesn't say anything. The Rambam is Mashmit. He doesn't paskin this way, he doesn't paskin that way. And it's a little funny. Every Gemara, you know, the Rambam brings every Psak. It brings a psak in every case that's in the Gemara. So the question is, why does the Rambam leave it out? Why does he bring a psak by Yesh Adol and Tzrayrus? And for the Yamshel Shleima, beautiful. We just said all these three Ibayas are totally Zebizeh. Right? So you have one Ibayah of Yeshina Litzrayris. You have one Ibayah of Yesha Adol Litzrayris. And one Ibayah if Begufa Mishalim or Minaliyah Mishalim. All three Ibayas are true like Rava. The Rava Mibayah. Rava had an Ibayah. So you have three Ibayas. The Rav Papa Pshita Lay. For some reason, Rav Papa held its poshet. They pay min aliyah. And the Rambam paskins like Rav Papa, as I told you. When one amor is vaday, one amor is misupik, then we paskin like one is vaday. We paskin like Rav Papa, who held, that which way? Rav Papa held that min aliyah mishalim. If you hold min aliyah mishalim, then there is no other ibayah. There are no more ibayahs. If you hold min aliyah mishalim, it means you hold that Moshe Rabbeinu was not creating a category of Tam. Moshe Rabbeinu was not saying it's Tam. He's just saying it pays Chatzi Nezek. Since he said it pays Chatzi Nezek, but it remains a regular regel, so Memela, it doesn't have any rules of Tam. So Rava, when he asked Anibaya, Rava was Mesupik, does it have a din of Tam? Or is it a regular regel that just pays half? Rapapa Pshitale. So Rav Papa was Pashit, that it's what? That it's a regular regel. It's not a case of Tam. The Torah was not a Chadish Tam. Since Rav Papa Pshita Leis, so the Rav doesn't have to bring the other Shaivas. He doesn't have to bring the other Ibayas. Because once let him Pshita Leis, the other Ibayas are Pashit. Ad Kan is the Yamsha Shleimai. It's a very beautiful way of learning, of tying together all the sugyas of Tzrayris, pretty much. What he's doing is taking the three sugyas of Tzrayris, the three bayas of Tzrayris, and saying it all comes down to one choice of two ways to learn Tzrayris. Ad Kan is the Yamsha Shleimai. What does Rav Arya Levi add? He adds to it. Ayyaleib says an interesting thing. He says, by Karen, what's a told of Karen? What do we say? Told of the Karen is what? Neshicha, Beita, Ravitza, it's a told of Karen. Is Tam a told of Karen? Do we say, well, Sharmu, Karen Muid is a Av, and Shartam is a Tolda. Tam doesn't make it into a Tolda. If it's a Tam and a Muid, it would not be a Tolda. That's what we see by Karen. You can ask me why, I don't know why. It's not important why. But this we know for sure. Tam and Muid is not Av and Tolda. Tam and Muid is the same exact Av at two different stages. Right? It's not an Av and a Tolda. Comes out. If you would hold that Tzrayris is just the Tam of Regel, just the Tam of Regel, it wouldn't be a Tolda. It would be Regel Tam. The Tzrayris Machadish is a Tam. Just like Karen has a Tam, Regel has a Tam. There's no reason to make it into a Tolda. It's Tam. It's Regel Tam, which is also a Nam. What did Rav Papa say? Rav Papa said only four words. Right? He said four words. Told they say and lav ki yetavehem. He said the tolda of regal is not like regal. What is the tolda? By the process of elimination, we ended up tzrayrus. Rav Papa walked in and told us tzrayrus is a tolda. Where Rav Papa told us tzrayrus is a tolda, he was telling us it's not tam. Moshe Rabbeinu was not, Halacha Mishmei Sinai was not creating a tam of regel. If Moshe meant to create a tam, then it would be the same regel, it would be an av. It wouldn't be a case of toldei seim lav ki yetzeben. Just like Bekeren, we're not saying that tam is lav ki yetzeben like the mu'id. If Moshe Rabbeinu's intention was to create tam and mu'id, then Rav Papa wouldn't say the words toldei seim, that tzrayrus is a tolda. From the fact that Rav Papa came in and told us that Tzrayris is a Tolda, we see 100% clear that Rav Papa learned that Tzrayris is not a Tam of Regel. It's a Tolda of Regel. It's a new category. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us a new category of Regel called Tzrayris, which has a din of Chatzinezer. It's a new category. It's not a Tam. Rav Papa Pshitale. To Rav Papa was Pashit, it's not a Tam. L'Rava, Mibayala. What was Rav Zibaya? Yamsha Shleimah told us, Rav Zibaya was, is Tzrayris Tam, and then it pays Magufa, or is Tzrayris just a regular Talda Regal? This, which to Rav Mibayala, was Rav Papa Pshitale. Why? Because if you would say like the Tzad of Rava that it's a Tam, then it's not a Tolda. A Tam is not a Tolda. If Moshe Rabbeinu meant to create a Tam, to just create a parallel to Karen, just like Karen has a Tam and a Muid, this has a Tam and a Muid in certain cases, because Moshe Rabbeinu created Tam, there's no reason to say Moshe Rabbeinu created a Tolda. Since Rav Papa learns it's a Tolda, he's being Paishit the Ibaya of Rava. Rava's Ibaya was, how do you look at Tzrayris? Do you look at it as a Tolda, and then it pays Magufai, or not? But Rav Papa, it's not an Ibaya. Rav Papa, it's Vaday, it's a Tolda, which means it's Vaday, not a Tam. It's a separate category of Tolda. So with this, the Yamsha Shleimah, Rav Arya Leib, is answering the kashas we had. What was Rava's Ibaya? The answer is Rava's Ibaya was this Chakira. Is it a Tam or not? And how do you know Rav Papa Pshitale? Because since Rav Papa called it a tolda, we see it's not a tam. Tam is not a tolda. Tam is just an additional category, a separate category. So it's a beautiful way of learning up the pshat in the Gemara and understanding the chiddush of Rav Papa. What? When I said Rava holds the Talmud Regel, I misspoke. Rava holds its Regel. I just meant he doesn't hold it like a Keri. Amai Kari Lei Talmud Regel. I mean, the Gemara is Losh Amai Kari Lei Talmud Regel. As opposed to Amai Kari Lei Talmud Regel. I would assume, I have to look in Rabbi Eli and see if he answers the Lashon. I would assume he means that in the Gemara Chaps and Lashon Tolda the Regel of Fiamis. The Gemara's question is not why is it called a Tolda. The Gemara's question is why is it called Regel? Right? Why is it called Regel? The Paitre Bisho Sarab. It's not answering why is it a Tolda. The Fiamis, it's a Tolda the Regel, so it's telling you, am I correctly Tolda the Regel? But the Kabbalah Hakashi is, am I correctly Regel? But you're right, the Lashon Tolda the Regel misassumes it. All right, now getting back to Machlokes Taisus and Rashi, Rashi and Taisus argued what would be if there was no halacha Mishum Sinai, if there was no halacha Mishum Sinai of Tzorai was Chatzi Nezek, what would the din of Chatzi Nezek, what would the din of Tzorai was be? Why would they have Tzoraris be? Now, before we look at Rashi, we look in Taisvis. The way we're learning now, we're saying that Tzoraris is Zichar Regel. Could even be the Avav Regel. That's what this whole Shtikul Torah is. That Tzoraris, right? Their Papa is saying Tzoraris is Zichar Regel. Could even be the Avav Regel, it will be a Tam. Seems this whole Shtikul Torah fits well, assuming that Kashdus is Regel. And Allah Mishnah came to be Mekel and say Pechatzi Nezek, which is Taisus. Taisus Shita is the Pashtus it's Regal. And Allah Mishnah came and told me, you know what, you get off the hook for Chatzi Nezek. But the Pashtus would be that it's Regal. That's the way, and that's the way Taisus learns, Klar. In Rashi, the Stipler learned in Rashi, I keep on saying the Stipler said because I think it could be Mefakfek. But the way the Stipler learned up Rashi, Rashi holds no. Were it not for the halacha Moshe Sinai, Tzoraris would be something else. Maybe it would be Potter, maybe it would be Chatzi Keren. The halacha Moshe Sinai came to make it into Regel, to make it Lemoina, to be Machmir and pay Chatzi Nezek. The halacha Moshe Sinai came to be Machmir and tell me that you pay. That is Shitas Rashi. Now this is the way we learned yesterday, and certainly the whole Tyrus and Tzoraris will fit better with Tyrus, but just to try to understand Rashi a little better than yesterday, again, Rashi holds that were it not for the Lacha Mishim Sinai, Tzoraris would not be Regel. Tzoraris would not be Regel. It would be something else. So yesterday, I asked you why. Why? Tysus holds that it would be Regel. Tysus is easy. The animal's walking down the street, so it's Regel. Why in Rashi, well, what's the tzad in Rashi that if it were not for Moshe Sinai, it wouldn't be Regel? That needs a little help. So see, yesterday I told you maybe what happened was Mishunah, that's why it wouldn't be Regel. But let's learn the Rashi, the second half of the Rashi, Chatzi Nezek Tzorai Risk, Rashi really tells us something. See the Rashi Chatzi Nezek Tzoraris. Shaisam aleches v'tiza tzareris beraglav v'shivas akemu. The kaima hilchas kamira la l'maishu v'sinai the memainu v'leiknas. Even though paganiska of Karen is knas, but the paganiska of Tzrairis, when I pay chatin, as it got mamin. What's enough gemina? It's mamin or knas. What's enough gemina? It's mamin or knas. What's always enough gemina? What? Okay. But tfisa helps above. Tzidus even helps the knas, right? But what's nafkamina if it's mamon or knas? So in Shas, the big nafkamina is made a knas part. It's really bismana is that much bigger nafkamina. Yes, someone who sits in bed nowadays, he'll tell you. Nowadays we don't monai knas. We don't paskin knases. We paskin mamon. Being big nafkamina, if your animal's walking down the street, of course chatzi nezek tzrayus. If it's knas, then there's no bezin can be mechayiv. Tfisa would help, but bezin can be mechayiv. Hilchach. Now the next words are what I wanted to read. Hilchach. Lav told the keren hu ella de regel, the mikayach regel hu da asu. The mikayach regel hu da asu. What does Rashi mean? Since it comes mikayach regel, therefore, what? Therefore, one possibility is therefore it's mamon and not knas. What else could Rashi mean? Since it's kayach regel, therefore, it's not Karen. I think that's the way you would learn Rashi Pashi. Live told the Karen, who elder regel, the mekayach regel, who da asu. Therefore, it's not Karen. That's a little schwer. Because it's not Karen, Lav told it to Karen, who else to Regal, the Mekayach Regal, who does it? What does that mean? What?
Partially saying that's it. How much should it's not Karen? Because not Karen, because it's not Regal, who does it? That's how much that's more than Karen.
Mekayach Regal, who does it? It's really partially it's not Karen. But since kayach regel da'asu, that's why it's mamon and not knas. Yeah, it's not as posh pshat in Rashi. It's good. Since it's a kayach regel, therefore it doesn't plug into Karen, it doesn't plug into knas, so therefore it's mamonah. Good. Now, we had mekayach before. We had earlier by Kicha V'Niyai, by Adam Amazik who spits. What did Rashi say there? Kaychayu. Gemara said Kicha V'Niyai when it spits. Kaychayu. So Rashi said Hainu Adam Gufay V'Chayiv. That's Adam and Yechayiv. We had a machlokes. What does Rashi mean Hainu Adam Gufay? I mentioned to you then the Rishash. The Rishash learns Kicha V'Niyai Kaychayu. Hainu Adam Gufay, that it's the Av. That Kaychay is exactly the same as the Av. Kaychay ki Gufay Mamish, that's how the Rishash learns. Kaychay is ki Gufay Mamish, and therefore it's part of the Av. Pnei Yeshua disagreed. Pnei Yeshua said, no, Gufay is one thing and Kaychay is something else. Gufay is the Av and Kaychay is the Tolda. They're two totally different in Yamin. The Av is Gufay. If a man is mazik b'gufay, that's the Av. Ki chavidiyah is a tolda. Rashi says, ki gufay mamishu, Rashi means it's mechapes nezak sholem, just like Adam gufa. But it's a tolda. What?
It's
behind him. Which Rashi? Behind him, Adam gufay. Meaning, the Pnei Shul learns that it has the same dinim as Adam. It's the mazik of Adam. Just like the mazik of Adam is a mazik that pays nezek shalom wherever he is, and even by this, hainu adam means it's part of adam. It's part of the mazik called adam. And adam gufay, okay, this comes from the person himself. That's how Pnei Yeshua learned. Now the Pnei Yeshua is saying that every kaychay is the mas same mazik, just it's a tolda. What the Pnei Yeshua says, that gemina between him and the Rishash, is by every other mazik, what is koichai? Is koichai chayiv? If you learn koichai is the thing itself, then koichai is the same as the av itself. If you learn koichai is a step removed, like the Pnei Yeshua, so then it's a step removed, it's a tolda. So to Pnei Yeshua, what's another example of koichai? Kagain Tzrairis. Pnei Yeshua says beferish that Tzrairis is a tolda because it's koichai. Because it's not the regal itself. It's the koichai of regal. And that's why it's less than regal. Regal is when you kick with the foot itself. Koichai of regal, so to Pnei Yeshua, that's Tzrairis. Tzrairis is a tolda because it's one step less, it's only koichai. As I state in Pnei Yeshua. Which means, Pnei Yeshua is learning anytime you have koichai, it's a step less by Adam, by Shar, which is Tzrairis, and if we're going to have it by anywhere else, the same thing. As a matter of fact, most people are not aware of this, Tysus on Yizayin on the day says that Shein has Tzrairis also. Tzrairis is lav dafka by regel. It's not only regel. By Shein, if an animal is biting into something to eat it, and something flies out, biting into a watermelon, and a pit flies out and it does somehow does damage, there's a tisus, that's Tzrairis of Shein. Where do you get that from? Tzrairis of Shein. Teretz is any kaichai of Shara Mazik is Tzrairis. The definition of Tzrairis is kaichai. It's not mamish regel, it's kaichai. It's a different, a lesser category.
So,
why he says the word regal?
No, right after,
regal I have, regal shanda. The reason, why does Rashi end when you're into it? The end of Rashi looks strange. Regal I have. The reason Rashi is doing is explaining Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, "Told us I'm not kiyay to the hand." See, Rashi is fearing guys. Rav Papa is lashing. Told the regal who. But Lakiyotiben, Lakiragal I have, because of this, that's what Rashi means to fear us to come up. But anyway, it comes out from Rashi that the Nakuda that Tzrairis is different is that it's Kaichai and it's not Gufa. Like Pnei Yeshua. And Pnei Yeshua learning in Rashi that Kaichai is less than Gufa. Bazai, I understand what we were talking about yesterday, the difference between Rashi and Tysus. Tysus says Tzrairis is Mamish Regal. Halacha Mishnah Sinai is going down a step, is being made. Rashi says, no, Tzrairis is something new. Halacha Mishnah Sinai is going up a step. Well, yes, why is it something new? Why would I say it's less? The answer is because it's Kaichai. So Rashi says Kaichai is something less. So Yeshua says it's a Feirish. That Kaichai by Bar Eish, you have to find a Gimli, otherwise it's Potter. Unless you find a Raya, it's Kaichai, it's Potter. Kaichai is something less. Now, Halacha Mishnah Sinai has to come and tell you, no, you pay Chatzi Nezek even by Kaichai. That's why Rashi holds is going up. So it comes out, we learn now a second Nakuda in understanding Tzrairis, at least by Rashi, that the Nakuda of Tzrairis is the new category of Kaichai, Kaichai by Shein, Kaichai by Regel, Kaichai by Shar has this. The Kaichai by Shar has this category of Kaichai, and that's the category of Chatzi Nezek Tzrairis. This is up galera, the Machlaikis Rashi and Taisus. Yesterday we asked, what's the Nakudas on Machlaikis? Pashtus is like Taisus. The animal's going normally. Why is it normal regal? If not for Lachim Sinai, what would it be? So like Taisus, not for Lachim Sinai, it would be a normal regal. The Rashi, if not for Lachim Sinai, it would be Kaichai. Kaichai, I would have thought is Pater. Comes Lachim Sinai and tells you, no. Kaichai by Shar, Tais Chatinez. That's the way to learn about Tzrairis. Okay, there's really the other Torah on Tzrairis has to do with Tzrairis by Shein and Tzrairis by Eish, which we're going to leave for the Sugya and Daf Yudayin on the base. But I beg you to do the next 2 days as Chazara. And tomorrow, Belina, there I'll bring you in a Chazara sheet to try to run down the basic Mefarshim of Daf Beis, and the next day on Daf Gimel. And please do a proper Chazara on the Stipel, by the way, is an interesting letter in the Krina Digresim. someone asked him about Sigufin. Someone has to stifle it. This man, I say, you see, in so many svarim, they talk about fasting. In Shulchan Aruch, it says you fast, that says you make tshuva. And Sigufin for Kaparis. So they asked the stifler, if all the svarim say it, why don't you do it? This man, I say. The stifler writes, it's really the Chafetz Chaim was mashrish this, that this man, I say, we're not a bar hachi of Sigufin. But he writes, if you want to practice Sigufin for a Kapara, you should chaza something you know. That's what he writes. That's the kapara, the chaz is something you know. It's a tsar, it's not easy to do. So that's sigufim, is not as this. You want to practice sigufim, chaz is what you know. If you don't know, there's no faster, it's easier to